Evening, everyone, and welcome back to Kingdom Come, our second series of teachings with me, Jess Priest, and Pastor Fergus Buchan from MMI London. Thank you all so much for tuning in and joining us tonight. So if you missed last week's episode, we were in the book of Joel, chapter 2, verses 12 to 13, and it was all about the Lord not only wanting an outward repentance, but a heart or inward repentance. And tonight's message, we are in the book of 1 Kings, chapter 11, verses 2, and we will be speaking on Solomon and how he didn't follow the Lord's instructions on taking foreign wives. So without further ado, over to you, Pastor Fergus.
Well, thank you, Jess. Greetings, everybody, in the name of our Lord Jesus. We've got a great message today about not following God's instructions. And Jess, we know what happens when we try and do things our way. It never works. Now, the background here is we're talking about King Solomon, the wisest man on earth. Now, I mean, please, we're not comparing him to God or Jesus. He was the wisest man on earth. The Bible says so. But was he so wise? Right, that comes the question. Was he so wise? So let's kick into the scripture straight away. Then I'm going to expound on it. And it's quite frightening how this guy, this king, messed up. Okay. We're in 1 Kings chapter 11. I'm reading from verse 2. Where am I now? Where's my print? We're there. Right. Follow me, guys. From the nations of whom the Lord had said to the children of Israel, you shall not intermarry with them, nor they with you. The Lord wanted the Jewish nation separate for that particular time. Now, please, I've got no issues marrying across cultural borders, color, as long, I have a condition always, of course, that person's born again, and it's a Christian.
Yeah.
You can't marry an unbeliever. Now, that's basically what the Lord's saying here to Solomon. Okay. Right. Surely they will turn away your hearts after their gods. Now, gee, come on, guys. Is that relative for today? Of course it is. Solomon clung to these in love. And he had 700 wives, princesses, and 300 concubines. And his wives turned away his heart. You see, they turned his heart away. For it was so when Solomon was old that his wives turned his heart after other gods. And his heart was not loyal to the Lord his God, as was the heart of his father. David stayed true to the end. Now, okay, let's clear up something here before you all jump onto Jess and phone her up and check up that Pastor Buck and what's he talking about. In those days, in that time, the kings could have more than one wife. God permitted it. That's why he had a concubine. Yeah. I mean, I'm reading this again, Jess, but I'm pretty amazed at this character here. He had 700 wives, princesses, and 300 concubines. That's 1,000 women. God bless Auntie Jo, but that's enough trouble for me. 700 more. No, I'm joking, guys. I'm making fun. I shouldn't be making fun, but I've got a sense of humor. Solomon, you see, it's lust, it's whatever it is. He wasn't happy enough. The Jewish woman, to this day, the most beautiful woman in the world. Sarah at age 90 was sought after. She must have been incredibly beautiful, even at that age. But this man, this king, was the wisest man on earth. He didn't listen to God. Although Solomon had clear instruction from God not to marry women from foreign nations, he chose to disregard God's commands. He said, no, I love this one, I love that one. They come from various areas. And he allowed them to bring in their gods and their customs. And this is where the problem. He married not one, but many foreign women who subsequently led him away from God. They led him away from the one true God. God knows our strengths and our weaknesses. His commands are always good. He knows how weak you are, Jess. He knows how weak I am. And you, listeners, he knows just your weak points. He warns you, stay away. When people ignore God's commands, negative consequences inevitably result. When you don't listen to what God's saying, there is a price to pay. And my goodness, Solomon fell badly at the end. And also, the Israeli and Jewish nations were never the same again because of his sins. To sum this up, I'm not finished yet, guys. It's not good enough to know God's word or even to believe it. We must follow it and apply it to our daily activities and decisions. You know, I read that in the Bible. Yeah, but it doesn't really apply. It does apply to you. It applies to me. God only wants his best for you, Jess, and me, and brothers and sisters. But when we don't listen to him, there's consequences to your actions. Like Solomon, the wisest man who ever lived, we're not as strong as we may think we are. He thought he was wise. I mean, the songs of Solomon, the books of Solomon, I mean, the Proverbs are written by him. Wisest man in the world, but he couldn't take his own counsel. He couldn't take counsel from the Lord. And he insisted on bringing in foreign women with their foreign idols, with their foreign gods, and they fell badly. So the message here, brothers and sisters, is if you're a born-again Christian and you read your Bible consistently and God, you happen to pick up a scripture, Jess, I'm going to use Jess again as an example, and you read there whatever it is, and you think, gee, that's talking about me, then you better change. Because he died. He died a normal king. He died a natural death. I don't know what Solomon died of. Let's look it up one day. But the legacy he left, I think, is still part of the legacy that Israel fights with today. He allowed foreign gods. How many countries do we know? I know where I'm living in the UK. The United Kingdom is supposedly a Christian country. But we have let in so many different people from different parts of the world with their religions, with their gods, and we are now paying for it. We are now paying for it, whether you like it or not. Just go and see the demonstrations, the riots in the center of London, where I live. So, brothers and sisters, when you get a command from God, when you read the Word of God, when you understand the Word of God, apply it to yourself, because you're not as strong as you think you are. If a man like Solomon could fall, then Fergus Buchan can fall very quickly as well. So, brothers and sisters, just let's chat about this. What do you say to this?
Yeah, I mean, I totally agree. I think that's like a part of the reason why the Bible is there and why, you know, it's so important that we daily read the Bible and continue it, like no matter how many times you've read it, reread it, because that's why, right? Like how I kind of see the Bible is like a love letter, a whole love letter from God. And he's not putting in all these rules and regulations and commandments for his own sake. It's for us. It's to help us. It's to guide us. So yeah, I agree.
Good, Jess. I like that love letter. That's good. That's what it is. He loved us so much. What did he do? He gave his only begotten son. Let's pray, brothers and sisters. Thank you, Father, for this word. Thank you for this instruction. Thank you, Lord, that we take a lesson out of the wisest man's life, that we wouldn't follow in that line. That, Lord Jesus, we're not as strong as we think we are. We can also fall, and we can also come unstuck. We put this all before you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen. Well, thank you so much, Pastor Fergus, for that message. And thank you to everyone who joined us and tuned in tonight. If any of you have any questions or prayer requests, as always, please send them in to our prayer email address, which is mmi.londonprayer@gmail.com, and Pastor Fergus would love to hear them and get back to you. So we'll see you all next week. Don't forget to tune in and join us every Wednesday at 8 p.m. Till then, God bless.
God bless.